Well, the Australian Olympic team is welcoming a decision to ban Russia from the 2018 Winter Games. The International Olympic Committee has handed down the ban after an investigation found Russia had a sophisticated doping program in the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. It means Russians will not be able to compete for their country next February in South Korea. However, if any of their athletes can prove they're clean, they can compete under a neutral flag. Australia's Olympic team says the ban will give our athletes confidence that they will be competing on an even playing field. On the line, the legendary Australian Olympic rower, part of the awesome foursome, James Tompkins. James, what an honour to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much. Good to be on.
It's a big call.
It is a big call, absolutely. It's a strong call, and I think it's the right call. I mean, as you said, you know, there was a systematic doping program throughout Russia, and then the extension was, the tampering of samples by their own testing laboratories as well. So you put all those things together, and I think it was the only conclusion. But also to allow those athletes that can prove themselves clean, to allow them so they don't get caught up in it.
Yeah, I wonder how many of them will feel confident competing under a neutral flag. I would suggest that there might be a bit of pressure in Russia for them not to do so, but that's a shame for them. If so, the IOC has suspended the Russian Olympic Committee. They've banned the Russian sports minister and his deputy for life. They've fined the Russians $15 million. This does send a message, doesn't it, to athletes and countries involved in the Olympic movement that if you want to cheat, that you're going to be punished.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And interestingly, Dan, that, sure, there's a whole lot of testing done to try and catch the cheats. But more and more, they're relying on whistleblowing, on evidence, on Interpol, on the movement of funds across the globe. So they're really tapping into every available avenue that they have to try and catch these cheats. So, you know, when you put all that information together, you start to pick up athletes for sure, but also systematic programs that might be operating behind the scenes. So, yeah, it's more and more likely that you're going to get caught, and therefore more and more likely that that risk won't be taken.
We're speaking to James Tompkins from the Awesome Foursome. I wonder whether you look back at all, James, over your career. Do you have moments where you look back and think, oh, I wonder whether or not there was someone cheating in that race?
Look, not very regularly. I mean, rowing, there's no money in rowing, so there's no... there's no real temptation. I can honestly say I didn't come across it at all. I mean, maybe there was a couple of instances, but I mean, we had a pretty good career and we always finished ahead, so we didn't really ask that question too often.
That's the perfect answer. Well, listen, thank you very much for giving us your analysis this afternoon. Appreciate your time.
No worries. It's a great decision.
Good on you. James Tompkins, the legendary Australian Olympic rower, part of the Awesome Foursome. So Russia banned from the 2018 Winter Games. We will be covering the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea here on 2GB. James Willis from the 2GB Breakfast Program will be travelling to South Korea along with Natalie Peters, I think, who's, well, I don't know how many Olympics Nat's covered now for the network, but I think she's going to be back there again.